The remarkable pace of India's stock value clearly indicates that our markets are on fire. There is broad-based cheer in the state of the economy. But while some data points indicate that the markets are riding on strong economic fundamentals, there is other data to show that there may be an element of exuberance. So what's the true story? Consider the following. India's stock value has topped $4 trillion, narrowing the gap with Hong Kong. India has added $1 trillion in market cap in less than 3 years. Foreign investors have bought more than $15 billion of India stocks. Domestic funds have chipped in with $20 billion. The end result, the markets are headed for a record 8 straight years of gain. Sounds fantastic, no doubt, but while we may be riding on strong GDP growth at 7.6%, is there reason to be concerned? It really depends on who you ask. Two labor-intensive sectors, agriculture and allied activities, grew at about 1.2%. Trade, hotel, transport, they grew at less than 4.5%. Private consumption has grown at only 3.1%, while government consumption is at a considerable 12.4%. So it is government consumption that is contributing to growth. Finally, a Reuters report puts the 2024 global growth at 2.6%, which could have a knock-on impact in terms of growth in the Indian economy. Well, joining us now, Mithali Nikore. She's an economist and founder of Nikore Associates. I'm also joined by Nilesh Shah. I beg your pardon, by Sunil Sanghai, the founder and CEO of Nova Dhruva Capital. Thank you both very much for being with us. Mithali, let me come to you first. Are high valuations of Indian shares a reason for concern?
So I think, first of all, thanks a lot, Vishnu, for having me on the show. And, you know, very, very exciting numbers coming in today. You know, just before coming on the show, as I was reading up some of the data, it was interesting to see that India stands out as a global bright spot on the world map today. Because if we look at the overall size of the Indian economy and then juxtapose that with the GDP growth rate, India is amongst the only top 10 global economies which are showing such high growth of 7% year on year, which has shown such a strong rebound post-COVID, and which is also showing a growth rate in the GDP per capita. So while we do know that there is a threat of the K-shaped recovery, at the same time, the growth in GDP per capita is very, very important and interesting. So in this context, I would say that, you know, the risk factors which come from the bubble, so to speak, of the stock market are low, because at the end of the day, our economic fundamentals are very strong.
Stability in the markets, Mithali, because of the election results?
Yes, yes, Vishnu, absolutely. I think, you know, what's happening right now in terms of the Indian growth story is that the political stability is helping. You know, it's stoking an interest amongst not only domestic investors who are now coming and investing in the long term on the Indian equity markets, but also amongst foreign investors who are looking at India as not only a high growth, you know, let's go in, invest for 3 years kind of market, but a market which is going to show sustained growth over a 5-10 year period, which is why we see the increased interest in equities as opposed to just, you know, small FII investments.
Okay. Mr. Sanghai, can you hear me now?
I can hear you very clearly,
all right,
Vishnu,
super.
If you can hear me.
So my next question, you know, is there reason to be concerned over the way, for example, that GDP components are deflated, which some would suggest exaggerates growth? And one of the reasons that argument has been made is that it has been a year where input prices have been going down, have been falling.
Yeah. So 2 points, Vishnu. Sorry, I missed the previous
one.
But just very, very quickly, last time also when we had this chat, whenever around this time, the market clearly likes one thing, it does not like the other, which is market likes certainty. And this election result clearly has given that certainty in this direction. If you compare 2004, 14, 19, every time when there was a certain message in the market actually taken it positively. The reverse, 2008, 2020, if you see, the market has gone in a different direction. So the current reaction in the market is more purely from the point of view that there is a certainty from the political angle. Your question in terms of GDP, GDP number obviously is nobody can exactly predict. But the important thing, just broadly from the market perspective, to note that, you know, plus minus whatever the range is, but we would still grow at 10% plus, right? 10 to 12% in the nominal growth. if we are going to grow at 12% nominal growth, our market should grow at 17-18%. So if you are getting 17-18% return year on year, and for the next several years, certainly the market is going to be very, very bullish and robust.
Sunil, you want to come? You want to take that question? A couple of sectors which I identified, you know, which aren't up to the mark when you compare it with the rest of the economy.
Yeah. So on an average, you know, if you look at some sectors will grow faster than some others, and it also depends on at that point of time. So right now, currently, as you said in your opening comments, that there's a lot of government investment happening, and that's fueling the infrastructure and infrastructure related sectors, right? So the steel, commodities, cement. So those sectors are growing much better, right? So clearly, on an average, what we have to look at, it is balancing out, and overall economy, as I said, will continue to grow at nominal 12%, and that will give us significant growth in the market.
Nilesh Shah joins us now. You know, private consumption has grown by only 3.1%. In fact, it's government consumption at almost 12.5%. Also, capital formation, which is doing well. So is that the real driver? And in the absence of, you know, private consumption numbers going up substantially, would you really consider this to be holistic growth of the economy?
So it's always likely that in economy, something will do better than something else. And today, from a listed point of view, which is what stock market represents, by and large, earnings growth have come as per or ahead of expectation. We have seen one of the most broadest earnings recovery, and very few sector like IT services, where profit growth has been below expectation, by and large, all sectors are delivering. The concern on private consumption continues to remain. Rural economy has been subdued, and their market is optimistic that in the festival season, there should be some recovery. So overall, this is one of the most broad-based rally which we have seen in the market.
All right. Mithali, let me ask you this. The current year's, you know, possible GDP growth is expected to be 6.5% plus. That is built on a large fiscal deficit, which presently is at about 9%. Now, that fiscal deficit will need to come down significantly, drop in the next financial year. Is it not likely that this can have an impact on growth because private capex has yet to take off?
Thanks very much, Vishnu, for that question and a very important point therein. I think what we have to start looking at is leveraging private capital in a scenario where, you know, government capital can act as a way to reduce the risk in any kind of investment projects, particularly when it comes to infrastructure sectors. You know, when we look at infrastructure sectors, increasing foreign investment in partnership with a lot of our domestic infrastructure companies can reduce the cost of, you know, investments, and that can actually help in reducing government investments required into these high capex sectors as well. On the other hand, of course, the government has to look at certain sectors like fertilizer subsidies, look at rationalization of certain costs, you know, even on the social side, and also bring in private capital on social side. And that itself can help in reducing, you know, some of the government investments. But at the same time, I would say that at this time, in the next 3 to 5 years, if we continue with the growth trajectory as it is, it would not be necessary to cut down government expenditure significantly. In fact, we still have the fiscal space and room to look at social protection, look at certain social sectors like, for example, gender equality, look at the care economy, and look at investing in health and education as well.
Okay. Gautam Shah, founder of Goldilocks Premium Research, joins us. Mr. Shah, thanks very much for being with us. You know, there is a sense that global growth next year would be considerably lower than this year. For example, Reuters suggests that 2024 growth would be 2.6%. It is, you know, as against 2.9% this year. Now, I do know that India is an outlier among economies our size, developing economies. We are doing phenomenally well. But either way, is there a concern looking at the global data that, you know, our economic growth could be impacted by what's happening around the world?
Good evening, Vishnu. Well, I don't think so. I think this was really a concern in the last bull market. You know, having lived the 2003-2007 bull market, this was really the talking point that how global growth can actually impact India. But given what's happened in the last 3 years and given all the positives that India enjoys at this point of time, which is fundamentals, liquidity and FII action, clearly I feel that India can stand out. And I think a great example is the last 4 or 5 months. You know, there were phases when if you look at the US markets, the Russell 2000 was actually at a 52-week low, you know, whereas the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 were all doing quite well. So I think we have our own positives. And the liquidity that's coming into the system, the 16,000 crores that's coming into the system, that's really helping the markets bail out these global shocks, you know, that India might see from time to time.
Yep.
And I think we've seen so much in the last 12 months that I think we should be okay.
Sunil Shanghai, you know, I mean, I've been rather pessimistic in terms of what I've been asking all of you. If you look at it from another standpoint, it's been fairly incredible. I mean, India's what, we've narrowed the gap with Hong Kong in terms of our stock value, topping $4 trillion, $1 trillion in market cap in less than 3 years. You know, I mean, it's remarkable. Who would have thought even 4 to 5 years back that we would be at this level? Could you reflect on that?
Point to that, Vishnu. You said it absolutely right. Is that this market rally and the growth, as Nilesh articulated, is all at the back of a lot of domestic flow rather than just the FII flow. Just to give you one data point, generally, our market is half 50% owned by FII and half by the domestic institution, and balance 50% is by the controlling shareholders. Now, current shareholding, if you look at the current construct of the market, FII holding has gone down to 16%, which means the domestic has gone up significantly. And this rally is at the back of the domestic flow, which is coming in. And therefore, these are going to be the long-term long-lasting, consistent flow may not get impacted by the global situation that much.
All right. Let's just look through a few more data points. Nilesh Shah, key stock benchmarks have gone up more than 13% this year alone. They are headed for an unprecedented eight straight years of gain. Again, this has to be based on something much more significant than a bubble.
Undoubtedly, unlike in the past when markets were reaching all-time high level, valuations were also getting stretched. This time we are seeing Triveni Sangam of 3G, earnings growth. Earnings growth has been in double digit. And this is one of the rare years where analysts are not downgrading future earnings. The second thing is governance. Our governance standards are today better than most peers in emerging market and comparable to Western worlds. Obviously, governance is a journey and we have to keep on improving. And third and lesser talked is about green transformation of Indian economy. Despite becoming a $3.5 trillion plus economy, we remain the lowest per capita carbon emitter in the world. As long as we deliver this 3G of growth, governance, and green, our markets should do well. It doesn't mean that tomorrow market will not correct. There is a slight overvaluation happening in small and mid-cap space in market. Investors will have to be cautious over there. And at this level where market cap to GDP ratio is above 100%, you better be investing with longer term horizon. Don't expect that momentum will continue every day going forward.
Gautam Shah, again, just to strike a note of caution, the Sensex index is trading, what, 20 times forward earning estimates. Now, that compares, that's significantly higher than the global gauge of stocks, which is, what, 16 times. So, again, is that a sense of exuberance, overvaluation? What is that based on? Is that a cause of concern for you?
I don't think so. I think Indian markets have been the poster boy in the global equity basket, and therefore we enjoy higher PEs, you know, for a very, very long time. I think we have to assess ourselves in comparison to what we were. If you look at the last 20, 25 years, the median on the PE for the Indian markets is about 20, 21. And I think as we speak, we are at about 22 half. So despite the Nifty actually trading at 20,800 levels, we are nowhere close to bubble territory. We are nowhere close to being overstretched. And because this entire rally is being led by, you know, domestic liquidity, and 50% of that liquidity is coming into the mid caps and the small caps, you know, this is an absolute game changer. And that's probably the reason I think the biggest opportunities may not be in the large caps so much. But I think this trend of mid caps and small caps and Indian markets being an outlier in the global equity basket, I think will continue. So we will enjoy our premiums, and even more so because we just have too many reasons right now in today's world to enjoy those premiums.
All right, but I'd like to thank you all very much. All of you fairly upbeat about the state of the Indian economy and indeed on the state of the stock markets as well and the valuations that we are presently seeing. Let's see if this lasts out next year. An entirely different story perhaps, but hopefully it would be stable for us.